When you enter the Iron Dog Repair Garage, the smell of gasoline stings your nose. 52 snow machines pack the garage from wall to wall, with overflow parking at the fire hall next door. Chris Graber is a self-proclaimed motorhead. She's been here all day.
Today, Wednesday, is our chaos day, and this is when everybody inspects their sleds and works on it.
Racers are given 15 minutes off the clock to inspect their machines. Graber, an Iron Dog race marshal, is here to make sure they follow the rules. She keeps time as they make any necessary repairs. She says every minute counts.
All racers have strategy, and you get a game plan together, you get your tools together, and you get your team together, and then you do work time. So the most efficient teams, it's kind of like a pit crew, get less time added to their course time.
Volunteers in bright orange vests move machines around while racers in jackets and hats covered in sponsorship logos go about their work. Team number 30, Jeff Kraus and Jared Vaughn of Anchorage, wait to start their own inspection. Kraus says they've already had to make some major repairs on the trail. The motor in one of their snow machines failed on their way into Koyuk.
Luckily, we were able to find a garage and get it inside, but it's just kind of a challenge rounding up parts and tools and getting everything.
His race partner, Jared Vaughn, says making repairs on the trail isn't easy.
Yeah, it was kind of a frantic, where's our plane, where's our pilot, get our parts here, and then at least being here, it's a little more calm and we have more of a controlled environment than on the trail when you're panicking to get everything dialed in.
Inside the repair garage, teams get help from two volunteer mechanics. Even though the garage is warm and they can get assistance, Vaughn says it's still pretty hectic.
When actually people are working on the clock, you'll see stuff flying around and people trying to hurry as fast as they can because time counts.
Vaughn and Kraus had a second engine failure near the checkpoint in White Mountain. They expect repairs will take a few hours. Kraus says while extra time in the garage might have taken them out of the race, they're enjoying their time in Nome.
It's a big community. A lot of people are helping each other out, and everybody's asking other teams for parts.
After the repairs wrap up, racers will tow the restart line tomorrow morning. Once they leave Nome, each team is on their own again. 1,000 miles of remote trail across Alaska's interior lies ahead of Vaughn, Kraus, and the rest of the Iron Dog field. It's here that racers will find out if the time they spent in the garage pays off. The first team to the finish line in Fairbanks takes home a $65,000 cash prize. For KNOM, I'm Emily Russell in Nome.